What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the 452 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and we're here as always with Stephen Giorgella. And the topic for today is managing the holiday season. You filthy animal.
You filthy animal, you. Shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah, shout out to our sponsors, Fashion Nova, Branson Cognac, Letcher Maduro Champagne.
And of course, Red Solo Cup. Not blue, not green.
Red. Absolutely. Also, Hallmark cards.
Oh, yes, of course. Hallmark. Shout out during this holiday season.
Yeah, I really appreciate you reaching out to us, Hallmark, for this holiday season. We want to definitely give you a shout out.
Yes, absolutely. We got to make sure we get paid.
Absolutely.
All right, so the topic comes up during this holiday season because I personally believe that many people mismanage their holiday. And when I say they mismanage their holiday, I think it's like this battle of expectation versus reality.
Sure.
And I think it's just best for all of us to maybe set a reasonable expectation. And I know, Chris, you had put together a couple of questions.
So my first question off the bat is, should we even worry about managing holidays? Aren't holidays supposed to be a time for you to just do whatever you want to do? Maybe managing them is the problem from the jump.
That's an unexpected question there. I think that's very well done. Wow, you got me there. It goes back to our discussion before we started. I think it's only
It's to each their own, probably.
Well, yes, but I think managing it, I think it depends on your level of want to get something out of the holiday season. Like, if you're just looking to get a fruitful time period with your family, etc., then go all in on that. But I think the root of that question comes out from what we were talking about before we started, was these people get there on January 1st and they are in full depression. They're in full depression mode, right? Because they went through the holiday season, they boozed, they ate, they did nothing, they didn't keep up with their work, they pushed things off, etc. Then all of a sudden you're hit with this wall on January 1st or January 2nd. Most people have off January 1st. I think that's a lot more people than
what. So maybe the first thing you should do is think about, what do you personally, you want out of the holidays?
And that's what I'm saying, to manage the expectation of your holiday season. Like, let's go back to Thanksgiving. Okay, I was on the road for Thanksgiving, but being on the road for Thanksgiving, I still had a tremendous amount of work to do. So on specific days, I just set time that I needed to get those things done to make sure that I wasn't overwhelmed coming out of the quote-unquote holiday season. Because, you know, Thanksgiving is an interesting one. Thursday being Thanksgiving, nobody really works on Black Friday. When I say really, I mean in our industry, not so many people are working on Black Friday. The decision makers usually aren't working on that Black Friday. And if I don't put the time in, then all of a sudden it gets there on Monday, and I'm like, whoa, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, our clients are out there doing a bunch of stuff. I have to be attentive to what's going on, and I make sure that I'm ahead. And the expectations for me specifically are, what happens during December? Okay, so this year was unique because of how late it was, right? We literally came out of Thanksgiving Monday at December 2nd, right? It's pretty crazy. What do people in most industries want to do in December? Oh my gosh, I didn't do this stuff this year. I want to try to cram it in as fast as possible so that in 2020 it's done, which it never gets done, right? It's just being practical. I know a bunch of people, if you're out there, business owners or people that have planned things throughout the year, like, it's what happens. Like, on December 2nd, I probably had, I don't know, triple the phone calls I normally get, right? So, like, it's the expectations. I knew that was going to happen, right? So I had to be ready for it. If you want to go through the holiday season and you just want to push everything away and you're able to completely cut out everything, that's totally fine, and that's what you should do. But I think it's the unrealistic expectations that get us in really big trouble.
Yeah. So,
and they throw us into a depression loop. Right. Like I said, I mean, the first 3 weeks of January for a lot of people are very tough, and I think that is the basis of this podcast is, hey guys, let's manage the expectations. Let's realize that, like, if you're going to take it all off and just put everything over there and just leave it there, It's going to be waiting for you.
You got to understand what the end result of that's
going to
be.
Yeah, there's going to be some consequences. It's going to be sitting there waiting for you. It doesn't go anywhere.
So then my next question would be, is there ever a time, or is it important, and I guess this is to each their own also, but to just step away and say, you know what, I'm taking these 4 days to just spend time with my family. I'm not doing any work.
It depends on who you are. I think it's a great idea. I watched my wife go through Thanksgiving and not check her email once and be able to, you know, and she's a, you know, I get, she was a clinic director, and now switching back over to this role, she doesn't have to direct a whole clinic. And so I think that helped her a lot from a mental standpoint. Only she can switch positions and go technically down a position and make more money. Envious.
Yeah, for sure.
It's an incredible job. But I think if you're out there, and again, I'm going to keep kind of barreling back to it. If you're in a position where you are hustling and you have to, you're trying to get ahead, you have to realize that if you do push those things to the side, that when you come back on Monday, it's so funny too. It's going to go like this. Hi, I'm here. Right. And it's not going to go away. And I would say a large percentage of people have those, don't correlate those. Don't think that those correlate, which is, well, if I'm pushing it away, like two things happen. Number one, you get used to it. If you take a week off over the Christmas season, you get used to that lifestyle for a little bit. Right. So just remember that if you literally push it off all the way and you get used to that lifestyle, when you come back, you're not only going to be you're going to have this like lethargic feeling, right? Where you're tired, you're slow, and then you're also going to get crammed with a bunch of stuff. So you're like asking yourself to go from 0 to 200 right. real fast.
Because you're going to need that time to sort of get back in the groove of things. And those things are not going to let you do that, because they're going to be waiting there for you to hit the ground running immediately.
Right. And I think a little bit of Sunday preparation beforehand. Again, we're assuming that that's a Monday you're coming back on. But I think it's important for us to realize that, okay, well, if you're going to push things off, maybe you should put some time in on Saturday, Sunday before you get back. Give mm-hmm. yourself some prep time. Do 2 hours on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday, and you'll feel so much better on Monday. But if you don't, and you come back from this, I've been drinking and smoking and eating for 9 days, and you come back and you're thinking you're just gonna like, oh, it's 2020, I'm a new me. It's like, don't we think that, wouldn't you say that's pretty impractical, bro? Like,
absolutely.
When I take 7 days off of lifting or working out, which is been a long time since I have to exercise pretty much every day, or I lose my mind, I'm really slow. And let's go back to like behavior. If you stop doing something, the longer that you stop doing it, the harder it is to get back and doing it. So this whole thing of managing the holiday season is an expectations thing. If you want to go and have a really fun time with your family, you should go have a really fun time with your family. Understand that if you are in a, you know, most of the people that listen to this podcast are in the quote unquote go-getter category.
Right.
Just realize that you're probably going to be really stressed out when you get back. If you're going to push everything to the side and then get back and go, oh crap, it didn't get itself done. No, it didn't. Stupid. Like,
and there's also something to be said for, you know, when you do get some of those things done, and kind of stay ahead of it, you know, you're probably actually going to enjoy your holiday a little bit more, because you're going to think about the fact that when you come back, you're not going to be completely inundated and completely unprepared and have all those things waiting for you.
Right. And how about the people that come into the holiday season pushing things off? So like they push off for the last week. And so like it's December 19th and you're already starting to push stuff off. And then all of a sudden you're thinking you're going to come back January 1st and just be like, yay. It's like, bro, you literally did nothing for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time.
And in the back of your mind, you're going to be thinking about that while you're on your holiday.
Depending on how manic you are. If you're sure. me, oh gosh, don't
the,
even start.
That little voice in the back of your head is going to be saying,
it's a big
you
voice.
Know, you've got all these things coming.
Hey, Johnny, just so you
enjoy
know.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Right. And there's a reason why people booze and over booze and then blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they're sitting there on January 1st and they're like, oh my God. Oh my God. What am I going to do? And it's like, well, you got yourself into this. So I think that's the base of this whole podcast, is to encourage people to have a realistic expectation during the holiday season and understand that you are completely in control of how you feel on January 1st, right? Like, I will be in Florida, right? I will be in Florida having a wonderful time. I will work every day. Now, will I work for 7 hours every day? or 10 hours every day or 12 hours every day? No. I'll probably do intermittent work every single day. But it's for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's the situation that I've got myself in, and I signed up to work extremely hard for like 25 years straight to get myself to a level that I wanted to be at. Number two, I promised people things, clients, team members, etc. I promised them things.
You don't have the luxury of just saying, oh, well.
Well, I could. And, yeah, you and could, then but... and then those things that I want, which you have to work hard for, will be taken away from me.
Sure.
Because but I didn't work hard for them.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it as also in terms of delivering for clients. Just because it's a holiday doesn't mean you're suddenly not responsible for delivering for clients.
That's what I'm saying. They'll be taken away from me. The client will come to me on January 2nd and say, you fired. Exactly. I don't have any Bostonian clients currently, but they'll be wicked hard when they fire me. That was a terrible impression, by the way.
It was awesome.
Okay, cool. So anywho, so it's an encouraging conversation for the holiday season to make sure that if you want to get something, you going into 2020 and you want to feel a certain way, you're in control of that. And you can, you know, listen, if you don't worry about those things, more power to you. I love you for that. Okay, I love that. The majority that have to work extremely hard and are trying to go next level have a little different level of worry or things on their plate, and you're going to need to put the extra work in or manage your expectation that you're going to be really stressed out on January 1st and 2nd.
Yeah, the bottom line is you can spend your holiday however you want to spend your holiday, but the responsible thing to do would be to manage that holiday and try to not let yourself get super behind if you want to, you know, come January, have a good start of the new year.
Yeah, and my final tip on that, you'd be surprised how much you can get done in 60 minutes. That's my final tip there, is you'd be surprised how much you can get done in 60 minutes over that holiday break. Do 60 minutes 4 days a week. Get yourself pumping. Do this, do that. You know, get yourself, you'd be surprised. If you really work hard at it, you'd be surprised what you can do in 60 minutes. If you just sit there and you're like, okay, remember, you spend your first 10 minutes in prioritizing, right? Okay, what is really important? Then your last 50 minutes, you start banging those things out. Now, to those of you out there that are answering, well, I have this PowerPoint that needs to be created and it's like a 4-hour deal and blah, blah, blah. Okay, what did I tell you about 60 minutes? I said you could do it once per day. Okay, so if your 4-hour PowerPoint needs to get done, how many days would it take, Chris?
4 days.
Holy shit, the math. It's like not that hard, yeah. Right? Well, no, when I do PowerPoints, I have to make sure that I do it all at one time. Okay, great. Sunday morning, nobody is up between 6 and 10 a.m. Well, I want to go out and get drunk that night, Saturday night. Okay, well, so which one do you want? Do you want to be less stressed out about your PowerPoint, or do you want to go get blacked out on Saturday night? Like, I want to do both. You can do both. Right. Like
Wake up at 10:30 and then
bust it out. Right. While everybody's watching football, have your laptop in front of you and start banging it out. Well, my kids are jumping on my head. Okay. Well, little Billy isn't up at 4 a.m. Why don't you wake up at 4 a.m.? You don't know what it's like to have kids, Steven. You're right. I'll just keep having this conversation. I'm going to create this own narrative with myself. Okay. I'm taking the conversations that I'm having with people offline and bringing them to the podcast.
Sure.
And too often it's just the same. It's just excuses of why they can't do it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Is it going to get done eventually or not? Yes. Okay. Well, then you can do it. It's just,
How badly do you want to get it done?
I mean, I've had a hell travel week this last week. That's an understatement. Oh, I still got my work done.
Yep.
I didn't get it all done perfectly, but I did get it done, right? I got stuff done. Anywho, manage your holiday season so you're not too stressed out, homies.
All right. I think there's a ton of value in this episode, and I want to thank everybody for listening and for tuning in to the 452 podcast. Make sure you leave us a review, download, subscribe. We're on all the major platforms.
Share it.
Yep, share it. Tell everybody. Tell Gampy and Gammy. Tell your auntie.
Exactly.
All right, and we'll see you next time on the 452 podcast.